This is the Weekly Inflated, episode 5. Welcome to the Weekly Inflated, episode 5. 5 already. Can you believe that? Well, actually, it's been more than 5 weeks because we've had our weekly video clips that have come out every now and then. And actually, you know, this isn't our fifth episode. Our first episode was called the Cellacast Podcast, but we've changed our name to the Weekly Inflated because we think it better reflects our podcast. And if this is your first time listening, I'll briefly go over what this podcast is about. The Weekly Inflated Podcast is, what it features is odd news stories, odd gadgets, you know, chat, just people chatting, talking about what's buzzing in the news, just weird stuff you probably won't hear anywhere else, and we bring that news to you for your pleasure and enjoyment. So, it doesn't really we don't have a specific meaning like music or chat or, you know, talk radio. It's just a weekly podcast that features some pretty weird but interesting sort of kind of funny things. That's what this podcast is about. And it's all about the listeners. We play it, you know, we read off the listener emails and now even voicemails too. So, and we also feature music on this podcast, that music from our Music Mix-Up podcast. That's something new. I'll tell you about that later. But we'll start off this podcast like we do every week with our weekly odd news story. This week's odd news story is headed Secret Homeland Security Hotline Gets Telemarketing Calls. For a governor with a secret hotline to the Department of Homeland Security, the only thing worse than hearing that phone ring is answering the phone and hearing, "Hello, are you satisfied with your long-distance service provider?" Every time that phone rings, it's telemarketers, grumped Delaware Governor Ruth Ann Minner, whose secret Homeland Defense hotline sits in her office ringing occasionally with offers of timeshare condominiums and great deals on long distance. "I wonder about the security of that line," said Minner, noting that other governors have reported similarly unwelcome intrusions on the high-tech video phones that are supposed to ring only in the event of a national catastrophe. Minner, who sits on a Homeland Security Advisory Panel of the National Governors Association, mentioned the annoying phone calls while visiting Washington on Thursday. "The problem," Minner said, "seems to be the random number call generators that telemarketers use. Telemarketers have been locking onto hotline numbers almost as long as they have been installed in governors' offices." In 2003, Wisconsin media reported that a telemarketer rattled Governor Jim Doyle by ringing the crisis line just as U.S. troops were launching their first full day of ground combat in Iraq. So what's a governor to do? The same thing that any other American can do when bedeviled by telemarketers. According to Minner's office, the Department of Homeland Security has placed all the hotline numbers on the federal government's Do Not Call registry. That's supposed to ward off the telemarketers. That was your weekly odd news story. That was from azcentral.com. I will put a link to that in the show notes.
Do you find yourself tired at night? Are you often stressed at work? Do you toss and turn at night? These are all symptoms of a disease known as OSD, or Overactive Sleepiness Disorder. This disease is sweeping the nation at unprecedented rates. There's currently no cure for this disease. The only way to help get rid of it is to take our pills. You just take 8 pills every 2 hours and 24 before you go to bed. One bottle comes with 72 pills and costs about $499.99 a bottle. If you or someone you know might be suffering from this disease, then please call this number, 1-800-555-1212. That's 1-800-555-1212. Please call this number now, before you fall asleep. Not an actual product.
Here's this week's Weekly Interesting Fact with Ellie.
Here's this week's Weekly Interesting Fact. The longest Monopoly game in a bathtub was 99 hours long.
Up next is the Odd Gadget of the week.
This week's odd gadget is the Bright Feet Lighted Slippers. These slippers have a light on the front and sensors in them, so when you step in them and it's dark, they'll light up. So you can go to the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever in the house. There's a power outage. And they're funny because if you go to the website, and I'll put a link to that, brightfeetslippers.com, it shows pictures of them, and they look cool. They've got little sensors, and there's a little light on the tip of each slipper, and they are pretty bright. They say they're pretty bright, but it's interesting, very interesting, odd gadget. And if you go to their website, Bright Feet Lighted Slippers, or brightfeetslippers.com, you can read the description. And the lights have an area of 20 to 25 feet in front of you. And that's at night. And the light does not come on unless it's dark. And then there's the sensors, so if the sensor detects weight and movement, it will light up. They're powered by two replaceable lithium batteries that are located in each slipper. And if you go to the website, you can watch a video of them working. But that was this week's odd gadget. Okay, before we get into the weekly chat, I wanted to let you know that we have a new podcast coming out. It's called the Music Mix-Up Podcast. It features music from Magnatune.com. You can get more information on that at musicmixup.blogspot.com. Okay, this week's chat is about Bill Gates leaving Microsoft. Well, he's not really leaving Microsoft. What he's doing is he's stepping down. He said in 2 years from now he will shift from working full-time at Microsoft to part-time at Microsoft and full-time at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has done great things. They've actually knocked out a few diseases. He said he will become a chairman and a senior technical advisor. Ray Yazzie will assume the title of chief software architect, and Craig Mundy will take the new title of chief research and strategy officer and assume Gates' responsibilities for the company's research and incubation efforts. And there's a lot of buzz going on around it. It was in my local news. It was, if you listen to some other podcasts like Buzz Out Loud, they were talking about it, and Twit, if you listen to This Week in Tech, www.twit.tv, they talked about it. Leo Laporte and Molly Wood and a bunch of them talked about it on episode 58. So you can get more information. I will put the link to this news article in the show notes, and that was our weekly chat. We are currently surveying our podcast listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes and visit our website and click on the listener survey link found on the homepage at theweeklyinflated.blogspot.com, right on the right. Thank you.
And now for listeners' emails.
Okay, we got a few emails. This first email is from Alan from Wyoming. He says, "Hey guys, I think your podcast is great. Keep up the good work." Okay, our next email is from Sharon. Sharon says, "My name is Sharon, and I love your show. Every Friday, I can't wait to hear your show. Thanks for the podcast." Well, thank you, Sharon. Okay, so we have this thing where you can leave us a voicemail, and we've got one voicemail. We got one from Ellie testing it, and one from this girl named Sally. So I'll go ahead and play those two.
Hello, Ellie here. I'm just calling to test the voicemail as Brandon has requested me to do. Brandon, email me back at sorry, Brandon. Sorry about that. You have to bleep that out. Sorry, I said email and I cussed on the air. So please forgive me. Bye.
Hi, this is Sally calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to say that you guys rock, and I'm kind of nervous on this thing, so bye.
Okay, those were your emails and the voicemail from Ellie and the voicemail from Sally.
Every week, the Weekly Inflated brings you a new rock trap. Here's this week's rock trap from Magnatune.com.
This week's rock track is by Five Star Fall. It's called What Plan Are We On? From their album, Automatic Ordinary.
Let's go!
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E, Magnitude, we are not evil.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Weekly Inflated. You can email us, theweeklyinflated@gmail.com. You can visit our website, theweeklyinflated.blogspot.com. And more information about our new podcast coming out, the Music Mix Up Podcast, visit musicmixup.blogspot.com. I'm Brandon, signing out for The Weekly Inflated. Our gadget is the Bright Feet Lighted Swipper. Swippers. This week's odd gadget is the Bright Feet Lighted Swippers. Swippers. What's wrong? All right. Okay. This week's odd gadget is the Bright Feet Lighted Swippers. This week's odd gadget is the Bright Feet Lighted Slippers. These slippers have a light. Every week, the Music Mix Up Podcast brings you music from artists from Magnitude.com, from rock to electronica to punk to new age. The Music Mix Up Podcast fixes you up with some good music every week. For more information, visit musicmixup.blogspot.com.